Greetings. Today I am in California. I have enjoyed the past week with family as Bonnie and I have been blessed to stay with our son Aaron and his family. It is always a delight seeing our grandson and granddaughter here. We will miss them, but we'll look forward to our next time together. We love you lots, Aaron, Amani, Caden, and Zaria. Family is the precious gift of love and life. The dynamic of God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit reveals a testimony of relationship. More specifically, it reveals a testimony that can be seen in the dynamic of family. God's design for family reveals His nature of love and the fruit of love. God created man in His own likeness and image. Male and female, He created them. The foundation of love in the marriage of a man and woman produces the fruit of children who are born to be loved. God's design is that two very different partners prove to be comparable through the power of love. A man lives to dwell with his wife, to understand her, to see her as valuable and precious, and to see her as a co-heir of the grace of life with him, 1 Peter 3:7. Because of this, he will give her life and even give his life for her, Ephesians 5:25. He will wash her and water her with life-giving expressions and words, Ephesians 5:26. He will bring her alongside of himself in everything as a co-reigning partner for God's purpose in life, Ephesians 5:27. He doesn't look to see her flaws, but sees her as half of who he is for the purpose of life. A woman lives to receive life from her husband as from the source of all life, the Lord. By this, she gives God access to her husband's heart. She is confident and alive as his co-reigning partner in life. 1 Peter 3, 1-7. She is a confident daughter of God, and through her trust in her husband, she receives the life that he gives. Ephesians 5:22. She believes the expressions of his love and willingly accepts her role as his wife. Ephesians 5:23. She believes the expressions of his love and willingly accepts her role as his wife. Ephesians 5:23. She willingly comes alongside of him in all things to reign together in life. Ephesians 5:24. The husband and wife are dependent upon one another to be the source of family in the earth for God's glory. This same principle is found in the design of the body of Christ. When members of the body of Christ are joined to the headship of Jesus Christ, the fruit will be children of God that are born to be loved. Life is not about work or ministry. Life is about living to be loved and loving others. God desires for us all to know the dynamic of family. In the creation of man, the Garden of Eden was an environment of love to influence the world from an identity, testimony, and purpose of love. God took the time to plant a garden, and he placed man in that garden where God and man could fellowship together in an environment of life. Apart from God, the earth was dust, but the place of knowing God was in an environment of life. Genesis 2:7-9. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being. The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It was in the environment of paradise that Adam would experience an intimate walk with God. Within Adam was the substance of Eve, which God would remove to make the two one through the power of love and a willing pursuit of relationship. Adam was formed from the dust of the ground, but Eve would be formed from the substance of Adam's own flesh. Adam would identify with the ground and would seek to prevail in the tasks of the earth. Eve would identify with the rib, the framework that surrounds the heart. The woman would identify with the senses and feelings hidden within and would process her perspective in life through the hidden rhythms of the heart. Their ability to be one would be found in their divine connection with God in the garden of life. From that place of love, they would find their identity, testimony, and purpose in life. Blessings. Ted J. Hansen.